Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing on with the chapter that we had started recently on giving preference to others and comforting others. We find that in Islam this is something that is very, very important. It is central to Islam, it's pivotal to Islam that we take care, look after the next person. One of the spirit of Islam is that the person is always thinking of his brother. And the hadith we did day before yesterday is that when a person has food for two, then it's sufficient for four to eat. A person has food for four, then it's sufficient for eight to eat. Allah Ta'ala's divine assistance also comes when this type of thinking is there, that how I can be of some type of assistance to my next brother, how I can assist and help the next person. If I've got anything extra, how I can give it and how I can make it a point of sharing. This is the spirit of Islam. And on the secular system we explained yesterday, is if I got now, how I can make more money from the poor. If I got so much, how I can make more? I can make more. And Islam is how we got more, how we can give more. So the thinking is completely different between the West and Islam. Islam is Allah Ta'ala has given me more, so I must give more. Actually, the way it works is the more we give, the more Allah Ta'ala gives us. Sometimes people think that because a person is giving, that's why, because a person has got, therefore he's giving. It doesn't work like that. It's because a man is giving, therefore he's got. When he gives, then Allah Ta'ala gives also. So in different ways, different styles, sometimes it's peace of the mind, sometimes it's tranquility of the heart, sometimes it's the way a person thinks, sometimes it's the interaction with his family. It may not come back exactly in money form, what we call as quantitative. Sometimes it comes back as qualitative, that way a person, he's giving in the path of Allah, he's sharing, he's caring, he's kind, he's generous. Allah Ta'ala gives him in kind. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives him in quality, the quality of his life, his health will be good. This person won't have any pressures, he won't have any outside worries. His family, his children will all be good to him. Why? Because he's been good to others. Allah Ta'ala got his different ways of repaying a person. And sometimes you'll find a man has got all the wealth in the world, but he got no peace. What's the use? And sometimes you'll find a man is just coming out for the month. He's just making it for the month, but yet there's so much of happiness, there's so much of joy with his children, with his grandchildren, with the family, with the neighbors, with the musallis. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala is the one that puts that in the heart. So therefore we find that all the time we should be seeing how we can care for the next person. So today's hadith also will teach us how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would encourage others to be thoughtful when it comes to the next person. An Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu qal baynama nahnu fi safarin ma'an nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam idh jaa rajulun ala rahilatin lahu faj'ala yasrifu basarahu yaminan wa shimalan فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان معه فضل ظهر فليعد به على من لا ظهر له ومن كان له فضل من زاد فليعد به على من لا زاد له فذكر من أصناف المال ما ذكر حتى رأينا أنه لا حق لأحد منا في فضل رواه مسلم.
It was the style of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم to give ترغيب, to encourage Sahaba. So here we see in this hadith how much he would encourage them as far as thinking of the weak, as far as thinking of the poor, etc. are concerned. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates that we were once on a journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when a man on a camel arrived and began looking to his right and his left. Sometimes you get a person that is a beggar, he's in need. So he'll come, he'll look this way, he'll look that way, looking around to see that who is there to give him anything. So there was this type of person that had come. Person had come on his camel and now he's looking as though he's in need, his person that was in need. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen the scene, somebody is coming there and this person is in need. So now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started giving targhib to Sahaba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has an extra conveyance, he should give it to someone who has no conveyance. Not specifically saying give this person or give that person. In general, whoever has an extra conveyance, extra animal, he should give it to someone who does not have a conveyance. And whoever has extra provisions should give them to someone who has no provisions. You are traveling, you are out in the path of Allah, you got some provision, you got extra, somebody may not have. So what you should do is you give your extra provisions to that person that doesn't have. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned various types of wealth to the extent, different types of wealth in terms of a person's food, in terms of a person's conveyance, in terms of a person's wealth that he was carrying with him. So the different things Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned. So yes, Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu is saying that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the various types of wealth to the extent that we felt that none of us had any right to anything excess of our basic needs. So much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us targhib to share with the next person, that we felt that there's no right for us to keep anything extra that we have over and above our basic needs. We have to give it away. This is the type of encouragement Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given us. So here we learn the spirit again of Islam. Islam is one, is always wanting to help and enable and empower the poor and not try and make money out of the poor. Like we mentioned yesterday, the banking system, today we look at it, it is a blood-sucking system. The wealthy become more wealthy because now the poor become enslaved to them. Now I need money to get a house, I need money, for example, a car, I borrow, and now I got to continuously pay interest. I didn't have money to buy the capital amount of the car, now I have to repay that capital amount with the interest. He says, though I'm paying 1.5 to 2 times that amount that the car was worth, and I didn't even have. Why? Because I took it from some rich person who invested his money in the bank. Allah Ta'ala save us. Riba is such a thing. It's so deadly. It's such a deadly system. It's a completely contrary, completely opposite to the spirit of Islam. Islam is a you got, and next man don't have, you give him. If you don't give him, you lend him. But don't take anything extra from that person, because he is in need, and the spirit of Islam is to help those in need. And we see the Western system is how to try and make more and more, especially from those people that I need. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.